capsule.
This fantastic pile of booty available in office at the moment.
It has, wonderful, isn't it?
Wally Lewis's State of Origin jersey. It has Trent Dalton's Tales from Isolation, written for the Weekend Australian. It has our infringement notice from Katerina Carroll, the Police Commissioner, all from the time of isolation to commemorate and celebrate and go in our time capsule.
It's very eclectic and very, very cute, and we're so grateful for everyone that's contributed.
Absolutely. And this morning, it's going to be all about a newspaper that's come up during this time called the Corona Times.
And the little girl who wrote it is Emily, and she's 11 and she joins us. Hey, Emily.
Hello.
Why did you come up with this?
So everyone was sad and scared because of COVID-19. So I wanted to sort of find a way to connect with my neighbours and help everyone get through this.
I love it. We are holding a copy, and at the top paragraph in it says, "Welcome to the Corona Times, your source of neighbourhood lols. We have a joke of the week, a neighbour of the week, so send in a joke or a bit about yourself or your pet to feature in one of these articles." Did the neighbourhood embrace it, Emily?
Yeah, they really liked it, and they've been really helpful with sending through all the jokes or fun facts or recipes or neighbour of the week submissions.
Emily, these jokes are excellent. You don't mind if I use some of them on radio, do you?
No, that's fine.
Robin, what do you call a mum without her coffee?
I don't know, what?
Depresso.
Yes! Yes, you do.
Hang on, still got one more. Here we go. Why did the cow cross the road?
I don't know, Terry. Why did the cow cross the road?
To get to the movies. This is quality stuff.
So, Emily, have you been doing it all by yourself or is someone helping you?
I typed it up by myself, but my sister Sam and my friend Mia helped deliver them, and Mum helped me format it and print it out.
Because what the one I'm looking at, the fun fact of the week is about chickens. Do you remember what that is, Emily?
Yes, I think so.
Go on, what is it?
Chickens are the closest living relative to the T-Rex.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Who knew that? I didn't.
I'm very suspicious about the chicken coops in your street now.
Hey, Emily, we would love, we've got a copy of the Corona Times, but would you, it be okay with you if we place this in our time capsule?
Yeah, that's good.
Because we have got this official time capsule, which is going to be curated and helped with the Museum of Brisbane, and it's going to be opened in like 20 or 50 years' time, and your Corona Times will be a part of it.
That sounds so cool.
It is cool. You're cool, Emily. And can you write one more article? It's just a little two-paragraph article about why you wrote the paper and how much everyone enjoyed it. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fantastic.
Good on you, Emily. It takes kids like you to make things happen. So thank you very much for sending it in.
Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Can you mention this in your newspaper? Would you mind? Just to mention. Robin Terry.
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily. Isn't that fantastic? Regional newspapers closing down right across the country, and Emily's created the Corona Times.
And a shout out to Adam from number 30, Neighbour of the Week. He's a dad, husband, and lover of his chainsaw. He likes Taco Bell, Bunnings, and profiteroles.
That's so cute.
Would that be an Adam? An Adam is a bloke who goes chopping trees down with a chainsaw.
Okay, we're going to talk about names and what they're associated with, because my son has dobbed in Karens and Susans, and I don't think that's fair, and I think we need a male equivalent. We'll talk a little bit more about it after 8.
Could change the name of the show to Karen, Bruce, and Adam.